This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministry, here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study. In the book of Jeremiah, we have been in this study for about 2 or 3 weeks now. We're going to get back into it, and I think you're going to enjoy this study because it just gets better. Every time we go through it, I think we've been through Jeremiah probably 10 times, but it just keeps getting better. Let's start in the 20th verse of, actually the 20th chapter and the first verse of Jeremiah. Let's begin to read, when Pashur the priest, Pashur the son of Immer, who was chief officer in the house of the Lord, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things, the things that he was prophesying in chapter 19, very serious things about the broken jar. He was prophesying the demise of Jerusalem. And when he heard Jeremiah prophesying, Pashur had Jeremiah the prophet beaten and put him in stocks that were at the upper Benjamin gate, which was by the house of the Lord. On the next day, when Pashur released Jeremiah after he beat him, you know, trust me, this stuff is going on today too. And they get same basic things that went on for years and years, having your enemy punished because you just simply don't agree with them. The next day after Pashur released Jeremiah from the stocks, Jeremiah said to Pashur, he said to this the priest, the son of Immer. Now, remember, this is the chief officer in the house of God, in the house of the Lord. He couldn't discern the truth if he had to. He had no sense of discernment. If he did, he'd know that Jeremiah was speaking the truth. The next day when Pashur released him from the stocks, Jeremiah said to him, Pashur, is not the name of the Lord. Pashur is not the name of the Lord has called you, but rather Magor. Magor Misabib. For you, thus says the Lord, behold, I am going to make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends. And while your eyes look on, they will fall by the sword of their enemies. So I will give over all Judah to the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will carry them away as exiles to Babylon, and will slay them with the sword. Now, it makes you wonder if Jeremiah didn't just prophesy this simply because of what Pashur did to it. Now, did he have the authority to do so? Well, maybe he did. These things, we wonder sometimes. But this Pashur had him beaten and put in prison, if you can imagine. I'm going to carry him away. The exiles of Babylon will slay them with a sword. I will also give over all the wealth of this city, all of its produce, and all of its costly things, even all the treasures of the kings of Judah, I will give over to the hand of their enemies. And they will plunder them, take them away, and bring them to Babylon. Now, it makes you wonder. Now, legend has it that Jeremiah took the Ark of the Covenant out of the temple and hid it someplace before they came in. But I don't know. It's hard to say because there's so many different theories on what could have happened from the Crusaders, the coming in and taking the Ark of the Covenant, to the this particular theory that Jeremiah had taken it and hid it someplace underground. Now, nobody knows for sure, but you can bank on it. It should be surfacing and resurfacing somewhere. But I don't know for sure if it is going to resurface or not, because you never know. It's going to be interesting, though. Anyway, it was seen in heaven at one time, so maybe God took it. There's no guarantee of where it's at. But I will give over the wealth of this city, all its produce, all of its costly things, even all the treasures of the kings of Judah. I will give over the hand of their enemies, and they will plunder them, take them away, and bring them to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who live in your house will go into captivity, and you will enter Babylon, and there you will die, and there you will be buried. You and all your friends to whom you have falsely prophesied. You know, Jeremiah was given a certain amount of leeway. He was able to prophesy to this man, this false prophet. He was given the authority, and he prophesied. And he prophesied a doom to this false prophet, Pasha. And the things that he said will come to pass. And Jeremiah had a complaint, too. He had a complaint. He says, O Lord, you have deceived me, and I was deceived. You have overcome me, and prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. I've become a laughingstock. You know, Jeremiah was angry. People, you know, he wasn't the normal prophet as today, the YouTube prophets and bishops claiming to be prophets, those bishops that take up offerings and purchase million-dollar airplanes and place them in million-dollar hangars, and they sit there for these very important bishops to take on their rides to where they are so important to go to. And here Jeremiah has become the laughingstock of the entire town. What a difference, don't you think? What a difference. Oh, Jeremiah didn't have the faith, Brother Hansen. Jeremiah didn't have the faith. Don't you know that? Now they have more faith. They have faith for all kinds of mansions, and they have faith for all kinds of Lamborghinis. They have faith for vice presidents, actually, president's son, to come and speak in their church. And they have faith for all of this good stuff now. Back then, they didn't have faith. Jeremiah didn't have the faith, Brother Hansen. Don't you know that? Now they have the faith for prosperity. They have the faith for all kinds of good things. And we're living in a day of grace, mercy, and all kinds of riches and riches in glory. So, Brother Hansen, the faith now is so much different than the faith of before. So don't be so deceived about the faith of now and faith before. Have you ever heard that? Well, I have. I've heard just about everything that you can imagine. And you can't make this stuff up fast enough, you know. It just keeps on coming. And you can't stay it off. Let's continue reading. You've deceived me, and I was deceived. You've overcome me and prevailed. I become the laughingstock all day long, Jeremiah saying to God. Everyone mocks me. For each time I speak, I cry aloud. I proclaim violence and destruction. Because for me, the word of the Lord has resulted in reproach, just in derision all day long. But if I say I will not remember him or speak any more in his name, then in my heart it becomes like a burning fire. You know, Jeremiah is the one that says his word was like a fire shut up in my bones. I was weary and forbearing it, neither could I stay it anymore. He was shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it, he says, and I cannot endure it. For I have heard the whispering of many, terror on every side. Denounce him. Yes, let us denounce him. All my trusted friends, watching for my fall, say, perhaps he will be deceived so that we may prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a dread champion. Therefore, my persecution will stumble and not prevail. They will be utterly ashamed because they have failed with an everlasting disgrace that will not be forgotten. Yet the Lord of hosts, you who test the righteous, who see the mind and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them. Let me see your vengeance on them. You ever thought about that? For to you I have set forth my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord. Let me see my vengeance on. Let me see your vengeance on them. Let me see your vengeance on them, O God. Is what Jeremiah was stating here. Pastor was the official in charge of maintaining order in the temple. So in order to keep order, he had the prophet of God beaten. That's the kind of order we have. That's the kind of order we have today, is this kind of stuff. And it keeps on going. Posture may have thought he was a strong leader, but he was really a worthless false prophet. He was probably exiled to Babylon during the second wave in 597 BC when Jehoiachin was taken captive. The third invasion occurred in 586 BC. Jeremiah cried out in despair, mixed with praise, unburdening his heart. He had faithfully proclaimed God's word and had received nothing in return but persecution and sorrow and getting beat up. And when he withheld God's word for a while, it became a fire in his bones and he couldn't hold it back any longer. When God's message of forgiveness becomes a fire, you'll also feel the same. It becomes a message no matter what. God's The message of his blood is a fire shut up in your bones. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us, cleanse us. Oh God, come into our hearts. Forgive us and cleanse us and help us, Lord, to receive your grace today and to receive your power and to receive your anointing before it's too late. Before it's too late. We'll take this, God, this book up tomorrow. Anoint it, bless it, and open it up to us in Jesus' name. We'll take this up tomorrow in verse 13. Chapter 20 and verse 13, we'll take it up. Go to our website, krciradio.com. And please write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.